Greetings, everybody. How are you all doing? It's Big R. Hope you're all doing well. It's the 25th of May, 2015. I'm standing out here in 52 degree rain. Well, I'm not. It's just a drizzle. So it's not like I'm all wet or anything. Well, never mind that comment. Don't comment. I just wanted to alert you guys. There's an app out there that's so interesting. Normally it's 99 cents, but it's free today. And, you know, obviously you can choose if it's an app that you want to try. And it's not the most exciting app, but it's kind of interesting, so I just thought I'd bring it to you. It's called Orbi Widget. That's O-R-B-Y. Widget. And if you add it to your today screen and add whatever parts of the widgets you want in there, you can keep track of battery life, memory, and bet you thought I fell asleep, didn't I? Didn't you? And all kinds of functions like that. Let you know about your IP address and router. It even has speed dial, if you choose to add speed dial numbers to that speed dial widget. And before you get all cranked up about that function, I mean, you know, really it's pretty much easier to just activate voice control and say who you want to call. But, you know, if you just want to do it, if you just want to speed call someone, if you're, you know, in a public place, you can do that. And instead of saying, call grandma, you know, and have people look at you, oh, how sweet, he's calling his grandma, then, you know, you might want to consider this. It's accessible. The tutorial I found as I was going through the pages wasn't that accessible. I didn't see as you were paging through that you could get at the other tutorial. Now I figured it out in an instant, and if I can do it, you guys certainly can. A couple of things. If you don't know how to add widgets to the Today screen, you can do one of two things. Either you can listen to podcasts 41 and 42 from the Accessible Devices team. That's A11Y Devices. And that's where you can do your search. And for those of you new followers, there's a team of us that do a podcast called Accessible Devices. All right, how many people have heard of us? Raise up your hands. You guys are dumb. You actually raised your hands. Or you could just ignore my podcasts, our podcasts, and bring up the help screen on Orbi Digit. And find out how to add things to your widgets on your Today's notification. As I say, it's you know, not the neatest app to use, but it's interesting that you can tell how much memory you have left, and how much you use, how much standby you have. So it's just one of many apps out there, and I find it accessible enough. Just go through your Today screen once you've added all the widgets you care to, and you're on your way. We do talk about notifications and how to add widgets on the podcast from Veterans Day and then the next month after that. So give in there and get in there and check it out if you want. Otherwise, like I say, just put me out of business and look at the help screen on Orbi Widgets. Well, that's about all I have to say. Really not much going on here. Another year older and deeper in debt as of yesterday. But what else is new, right? It's good that we're getting rain here. We haven't had rain. It's really been dry. And it's just terrible conditions as far as dry weather is concerned. So hopefully this will stop the fire ban. Good to hear from you all again. It's good to be transmitting to you all again. It's been a little while. I don't post unless I have something that I find is interesting to say. Or at least I think you might like something. I don't usually come on and say hello or publicly post. So there you have it. I'm also on the Blind Abilities channel, and if you pop over there on Audio Boom, you can find a whole bunch of really neat activity on the Blind Abilities channel. So hope you can find some time to subscribe to that channel. Got another podcast coming up quite soon, so stay tuned for that. So everybody take it easy, and hope you enjoy Orby Widget. And if you don't, that's fine. As I say, it's not the greatest app out there, but it's kind of interesting. Nothing really more new to report. I made some tandoori chicken in the Philips air fryer, for those of you who saw the demonstration on the Philips air fryer. And if you didn't, if you subscribe to the Accessible Devices podcast, you can see it there. Great tandoori chicken, I might add. Got some other recipes coming up that I will post for some of the Philips air fryer cooking. And got some other things in the works, which I can't really say because it's kind of secretive. So, anyway, I hope you all are having a good day, and we'll talk to you all very soon, I hope. I'm freezing. I'm going to get in and maybe belt down a couple of quarts of tequila. Okay, so long, everybody. Take care.